Heidi, do you want to take that off the screen for us, pretty please? Okay, we have a quorum, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like approval of the agenda, the amended agenda, the consent agenda, and the minutes from October 6th, 2022, please. Second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Discussion?
Yeah, what's changed? Sorry.
The order of things okay. that were, but nothing was added or removed, just the order of how things were on the agenda.
And then we have two sets of minutes. Or were there minutes from the workshop, I guess?
There should have been, but I see that they're not in there.
Okay.
So I will make sure that they're there for the next time.
Okay, that's all.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, and we have a public hearing on the 2023 revenue and property tax levy. I will open the public hearing at 6:06 p.m. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak regarding property tax levy? Hearing none, the public hearing will be closed at 6:07 p.m. Okay, communications. Tia, is there any communications? Okay. Items from the public. Doug Hill, did you have something you'd like to talk to us about tonight?
I just bought a house in Riverdale. September. Nice little community down there. I was wondering who our representative for that area. Yeah, most cities have got council members that are sectioned in different parts of the country. Is there a section person for that for Riverdale?
There is not. We don't go by wards. I mean, some cities do have members of the council that are by wards. We do not. So the city council represents the whole city, so there is nobody specific to Riverdale.
Okay, then my next thing is that there's a lot of safety issues down there that's been overlooked probably. I left here at 71. C was in my class. He was in a brother's class and graduated from here eventually. And I went into law enforcement for 27 years. Federal officer and retired 2 years ago. I just looked around my neighborhood and I could see issues. We've had several people coming down large, about 45, 50 miles an hour, in the 20 mile an hour tunnel, according to the sign across the street from my house. All faded out, all bleached white. We need a new 20 mile an hour sign. Because by the store, we've got a lot of kids going to school now, and it's going walking down the sidewalks to the store that is right there. And we have an issue with people parking on the sidewalk, on the side of the store, forcing the kids out around the cars, right on a sharp curve, people turning out of the large, somebody's gonna get hit. Maybe remember little Debbie Buchanan. She was on a curve and she got hit and killed back in the day. That was a tragedy. So we don't need another tragedy. We're right there by the store. You don't see the little kids coming around the big pickup sitting there. The big part on the sidewalk. Sidewalk mark.
Okay, well, you have the ear of the public works director and the police chief tonight, and I see them both making notes. So
that'd be good. It's been like that for years.
There's this, I can't remember the sign there, because it's a weird little spot there on that corner by the store. It's either head-in parking or parallel.
Parallel parking only.
Yeah.
There, and just up about 50 yards is a speed run sign just pointing, it's faded. The sign below, it says 10 tons, which we didn't pay attention to that one either. But it's just a safety issue. I hate to see if we got a lot of little Hispanic kids that are coming and going, going to be excited. They got the money in their hand to go to the store. They're not watching the traffic. That's about it for now. You need a reserve. Let me know.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the feedback. Really do. Thank you. Anybody else from the public on Zoom? Anybody? Hearing none, well, I guess we'll move on to ordinance number 1914, the 2023 tax levy. Can I get a motion to move that ordinance to a second reading, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing,
Are the numbers right? 504,865 last year, 5,049. It's supposed to be, is that the increase amount or it's supposed to be 509? I don't know. I just want to double check if the numbers are right.
Well, I don't have anything in front of me to double check that, but since it's a first reading, I'll make sure that that's accurate. And when we go come in for the second reading.
Okay. I think it's right. Increase of 5,000.
So the previous year was 504,865 and
1%. Yeah, that was okay.
Okay.
I think it is. I just didn't know if that's how it's supposed to be. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Moving it to the second reading. Thank you. So, ordinance 1913, adopting a newly established Title 11 enforcement procedures and providing for the repeal of all ordinances in conflict. So this is a first reading of ordinance number 1913. I'm sure that there's, can I get a motion first? In a second. Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. And I will let you know that this has passed through, both of them have been passed through Joel, the city attorney has reviewed them both. He had some very, very minor corrections on this one that have been made and a little bit more corrections on the other one, but those have been made as well. So now I'm open to questions, suggestions, comments, whatever.
So this is a revision of current?
No, this is brand new.
Brand new. Oh.
Yes. This is something that's going to make, well, Chief Spohr, I think, could probably speak on this. I think it's going to be easier for enforcement. This is gets the enforcement out of the ordinances that deal with certain issues. It removes it and provides for enforcement separately. So it's easier for enforcement.
Cleans it up a lot.
Cleans it up.
Consistency.
Okay. All right, hearing no discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried, move to the second reading. Okay, ordinance 1912, amending, repealing, and adding to Raymond Municipal Code 6.04, animal control, first reading. Can I get a motion and a second, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All right, discussion. And I know you've got some stuff for me, I think, Karen. So,
yes. I have a number of typos and the items that are relatively minor.
Okay.
So whenever we say animal in this, we do mean the whole animal kingdom, including people.
Animal as defined in definitions.
It is. Yeah, it says, member of the kingdom of living things as earthworms, crabs, birds, and people that differ from plants, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that's definitely everything. Just clarifying.
Yes.
I did see a definition of mainly dispose of, and I saw that in a couple of paragraphs where it might be required that an animal be mainly disposed of.
Okay, I don't know that would be something under definitions, but it could be defined and aft humanely disposed of as an example.
Sure. I didn't know if that's necessary. My question is it necessary because are we asking any citizen to ever mainly dispose of an animal, or is it always going to be a law enforcement?
I don't think it would probably be a citizen. I think it would be either a shelter or animal control or a veterinarian.
Because in the old version, it had citizens being asked to do it, and I could see that it was necessary there. You're going to ask citizens to do it, but if it's an official, then they would. Then is it necessary to have the definition? I'm not sure.
I can't remember that part being amended.
Well, it is now.
Yeah.
So the citizen part was taken out.
Okay. Next.
Well, I just a typo correction. Do we want to talk those or do you want to email later?
If you just want to email them to me, yeah. And believe me, this one was a challenge. So.
Sure.
I do like that you put in there that cooked animals, including the small ones. So, covering all the bases. So, I guess that was another question I had. So, if someone has like a little pygmy pig, pig as a pet, this is making it illegal for them to have that pet, right? And so, but I didn't see, and I looked, but you know, there's a lot here. What's the consequences? Is that actually going to be enforced? Like, is it going to be enforced if there's a problem?
It will be enforced if there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But a number of small pigs are actual household pets.
Right, and yes. Most of the time you wouldn't know if they had them, but I also have a friend who has pot-bellied pigs that started out little and now they weigh 300 pounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they don't live inside anymore. Okay. They live outside in a pen. So,
I guess, if somebody had a pet inside and was an indoor pet. Then,
you know, that's just like people who have indoor cats. I mean, you might not ever know they have a pet because you never see them outside.
Okay.
So
if this is enforced on existing animals, the enforcement would be that they would have to dispose of mainly.
Not necessarily. They could rehome.
Outside
of
the city.
Right. So we would never encourage euthanasia. You know, there's a lot of ways to remove an animal that's in violation other than that. So.
Yeah, it seemed like that was what I was assuming was going to happen after. That seems harsh. Thank you for clarifying. Yeah.
In the violation and the penalty section, 75 bucks for the first. I'm on 14 of 18 animal control. It's 6.04230. Is there any way we can shorten that up?
Okay, I want to make sure.
It's
6.04 point
230.
Oh, it's the dangerous dog portion.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty specific to what the state requires for the dangerous dog.
Is it?
Yeah, there's pretty.
Seems like it could drag so long.
And it does when we have to go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of the
first defense in 12 months and then 12 months.
Okay. I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor, but I think that what I read was there's a new dangerous dogs portion that's only two paragraphs long. And it looks like the old dangerous dogs portion has been repealed and replaced.
Yes.
With that new bit, which is only two paragraphs. So it looks like that whole long bit you're talking about, the whole long
piece, whole thing is gone.
Yes.
It's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. It's quite a bit smaller now.
Right.
It does look
okay.
Yes.
Anything else? You guys are making my life a lot easier than I suspected you would. So, anything else? Hearing nothing else, all those in favor, move this to a second reading?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried to go to a second reading. Thank you very much. Before we go into the department head reports, I see we have a member of the public present. Did you want to speak to the council?
I was just curious to hear what discussion was going to be specific. I just didn't know why.
Before, could you please state your name and your residence for the record, please?
James Jacobson, I'm a resident of the.
Okay. Yeah, no, and that's it. Now you're welcome to address the council.
I guess I was caught off guard that a town this small couldn't handle livestock animals on a report basis if it was a problem versus just a blanket statement that no animals would be allowed, hooked animals would be allowed. Many issues as this small town has, I just didn't see why that would be something that would be targeted. And then you casually mentioned euthanasia. It's not a big deal. I mean, that's just kind of mind-blowing to walk down someone that could have a hooked animal as a pet, as this gentleman mentioned. And you're just kind of, you know, euthanasia might be a problem. I mean, it's just kind of mind-blowing to me that would be a target or an agenda of this small town that handled that on what I'd imagine a couple of complaints per year.
Before you go any further, there was no discussion of euthanasia. I said that would not be an option for the city to just to do euthanasia. There's other ways to rehome animals other than euthanasia. That's not an option with me sitting up here.
Well,
so that
probably, but she said that, and just, I don't think whatever recommend euthanasia option for very small.
Well, I don't know that I said it quite like that, but there's other ways to take care of animals that are not allowed inside the city limits. There's rehoming, there's other organizations that can take animals. So yes. euthanasia is not an option if the animal is able to be rehomed. So
you did mention that, but it was post her comment on euthanasia.
I just want to make that very clear from my standpoint. Okay.
I brought up a concern that I had that I wanted to clarify and read it. I'm sorry.
Well, it did, to be honest, it didn't come across much of the concern that it was checking if that was an option.
I don't agree with that. That is not the way I took it at all. I was trying to really listen to what they I'm sorry you heard it that way, but I disagree with you.
So I guess, could I ask the superintendent one of these, is this something that's, I was told by a city employee that this is something that's been on the agenda for a couple of years now?
Not technically on the agenda, because we're on the agenda tonight, but this is something that has been needed to be visited and updated for several years. And we have one particular location that we have had probably 15 to 20 complaints in the last 3 months, not two a year. So this is something that has got to be addressed so we can handle citizen complaints effectively.
Sorry to clarify, I was generalizing the number of locations that could be, not the number of complaints.
Okay.
So you mentioned multiple complaints, but it's about the same location. So again, why wouldn't the city just handle through its complaint process and city ordinance that one, two, or three locations?
Because our ordinances were old and outdated, and they needed to be updated, revised, and updated so we can effectively handle those complaints, and that's what we're doing now.
So as of right now, as you mentioned, the small hook animals are not in the city ordinance, but not they are technically allowed right now. Right?
They are not, and they will be. I don't know how. Tia can address how it's written now for hooved animals in the current ordinance.
Currently, right now, under nuisance, it lists it as large domestic hooved animals, and that's the issue we keep running into, is when it falls over on the zoning side, no farm animals are allowed, which would be any hooved animal. So that's why we're trying to clear up the definitions, because in one case where they have multiple hooved animals, but mine's smaller than large, and so we're trying to clarify the definitions.
And it also has a subsection to that that says nuisance animals are cattle and swine, or bulls, cows. Why would it specify those specifically as being nuisance animals and not to say any livestock?
Correct. And that's what we were trying to fix here.
That's right.
Is to have it be straight across.
Can I speak to the small town animal?
Yes.
That's offensive to me. I've lived in this town my whole life. This is a city. It's not a town. It's an incorporated city. It isn't a town. And I've listened to people that come here and make a statement like that. Just because you moved in from out of town doesn't mean that we need to change the rules to fit you. There's land all around us that you can take your farm animals to. I mean, right outside the city limits, you can have whatever you want. I live in the city, personally, so I don't have to live right next to a farm. I don't like the smell of cow manure. I don't like all the noise that comes with it. So I live in the city, and this is the city. Just because you come from a large city, like, say, Seattle, Portland, LA, wherever, doesn't diminish what this city does and its ordinances. And we have those ordinances for a reason, because we don't want to be farmers in the city.
Would you say it represents the whole majority?
I felt the same way when you said it. I will say that. And
sorry,
to go farther, I was talking. So to go farther than what Steve said, the idea that we're taking all of our time on this when we're not fixing the other problems is also insulting. There's more than that on the agenda. There's more than that on the agenda all the time. We work quite hard to handle a lot of issues all at once. We're not just focusing on this. We are taking care of a lot of things. And to say that we're doing this and being derelict in other parts of what the city needs, I think is inaccurate. And I took that as an intended statement.
Okay, well, I didn't come here to hear what people would be offended by. I asked specifically what the majority of the population of this city agree with this assessment that we don't want to be farmers or have livestock. I wasn't asking if everyone here was offended by that question. I meant what his opinion of what he wants his town to be, representative of what the majority of the population of this town would think.
Honestly, I can answer that very easily. It doesn't matter what, I have to be careful how I say this. It does matter to me what the rest of the town wants. That is very relevant to the person, every one of us on this council. But what's more important right now is what those ordinances and all of the stuff that we have to deal with the legal stuff. If we have a whole group of people that want to take over down here and make this into a farm, they'd have to do that with an uprising right now, because we simply have to follow the rules. And the rules say, this is what the rules say. And we're just trying to clarify them so that there is no question about who does what, where, when, and how. That's what our job is here as a council.
You're going to change.
No, we're clarifying. The rules that we're working on right here are the rules that are already in there.
Okay.
In my opinion,
and normally, items from the public and public discussion is limited to 3 minutes. We're well past that. I'd like to wrap this up. If you have anything else that you would like to address to me as the mayor, I'll be glad to hear it, and then we'll move on.
I appreciate that.
So, did you have anything else?
No, I thought you meant it at a
different time. Well, you can certainly do it at a different time, too. You can call. I'd be glad to meet you at my office. You're welcome to call me on the phone. Whatever works for you, I'd be glad to meet with you and discuss it.
And sorry, not to derail the, I'll apologize for that. I just wanted to make sure that the city council members were versus speaking on their behalf and personal preferences, were speaking on behalf of the city and making sure that they understood that I don't think my opinion down this small, and I love this town, would be as tolerant as they are without an issue with small farm animals. So I want to make sure that they, if you folks remember that should be the town's opinion, personal.
Okay, I think that that's been duly noted. So thank you. And so we're going to move on, and you're welcome to stay. So, all right. So, department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Didion is on Zoom.
Thank you, Mayor. And so, October is Fire Prevention Month for us, and it's always a great time of year. We've had our crews out in each of the 3 elementary schools, and they did a fantastic job. I'm happy to report. So, kudos to them. And you know, just business as usual. Been pretty busy lately, but. Yeah, that's about it. Does anybody have any questions? I'm happy to answer them.
I'm not seeing any hands or hearing any questions, so I guess you're off the hook tonight.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Police Chief Chuck Spohr.
I don't have anything specific to report tonight there, but I'm willing to take any questions.
Okay. All right. Public Works Director Eric Weinberg.
I just have a couple updates. The TIV street projects are wrapping up with a final walkthrough on Thursday. It's a lot nicer than the bumps we had previously so far. And the water tank exterior is wrapped up for the year. They'll start in spring for the interior. So happy to have that done. If you have some questions.
Were we able to go down Franklin Street any further? Or did they just do the section they did on? As we talked about, the city paying for the finish of it to the corner. Did that happen?
It didn't. We actually had to send it a little bit because it ended up stopping short of what we had hoped. We had to add a few other spots in that were worse. So it's one of those things we'll look at that for though. It isn't terrible. I would say it's actually probably pretty good. But in the future, it's definitely one, but fall back up, I guess. So we didn't. We try to stay within a lot amount of funds, and we use some there by the car lock was getting pretty bad. And we did spend a little extra, but we didn't go progress.
Also, that was quite a leak that the boys had to fix over there. East Street, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So they've been busy. It's been a busy year.
That's good. They did a good job.
Okay, any more questions for Eric? Okay. Kayla is out of the office, but if you have anything to get, okay. All right, Mayor's comments. I don't really have anything substantial. I attended the mayor, the Risk Management Expo in Chelan, Cities on Tap and Wenatchee, and the Mayor's Exchange in Richland. So I've been on the road a lot, all very worthy. When I went to the Mayor's Exchange, you hear a lot.